A four-year medical school is in the works for Charlotte. Atrium Health and Wake Forest University announced Wednesday that they plan to build a medical school in Charlotte, which would be the city's first in more than 100 years. The two parties haven't picked a site yet for the med school, which they hope will open in a few years. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Charlotte is the nation's largest metro area without its own four-year medical school. And for years, the city has coveted one, along with the economic impact, prestige, and improved health care associated with having a med school.
Is it just to have one, to say you have one?
That's Paul Umbach, a Pennsylvania healthcare consultant who advised Charlotte business and healthcare leaders in 2015 on ways to secure a medical school. He says there are real benefits to having one.
And I could take you through cities all across the country, and the strongest economic centers right now are the ones that have strong academic medical centers in their core. So I think that's why people in Charlotte, community leaders, have been, and they should be, advocating.
Atrium Health, the area's largest healthcare provider, Wake Forest University and Wake Forest Baptist Health have signed a memorandum of understanding in which they will negotiate with each other exclusively about bringing a medical school to Charlotte. Atrium says it doesn't know where the school would be built, though they hope to open it in a few years. Atrium and Wake Forest say the proposed Charlotte campus and Wake Forest's existing school in Winston-Salem would have a combined enrollment of 3,200 students. It would build on Atrium's postgraduate fellowship program for nurse practitioners and physician's assistants in Charlotte, which the hospital says is the largest in the nation. Since 2010, Atrium has had a medical education and training program for third and fourth year students with UNC Healthcare. The hospital says it will, quote, work through the details about that partnership. Last month, UNC Charlotte Chancellor Phil Dubois wrote an op-ed in the Charlotte Observer in which he said the time isn't right for a medical school in Charlotte. He wrote that, quote, the public and private funding challenges are simply insurmountable at this time to build a freestanding medical school. In the meantime, to grow the physician workforce, residency slots should be added in disciplines we need. It's unclear if Dubois knew the Atrium Wake Forest partnership was pending. Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles says the med school is a milestone for the city.
I think it's as big as any business recruitment that we've done to be able to have a medical school in our city and our region.
And there's not another city in the United States that anywhere is close to the disproportionate situation that Charlotte has in terms of its biomedical and its academic medicine economy.
Healthcare consultant Paul Umbach says a medical school could help Charlotte land hundreds of millions of dollars in research grants.
If you compare Pittsburgh with Charlotte, they're the same size and population. Charlotte has very little NIH research. Pittsburgh has over $1 billion a year in federal research that comes in. And if it wasn't for the medical school at the University of Pittsburgh, that whole academic health ecosystem wouldn't be there, and it would look a lot more like Charlotte.
This will actually be Charlotte's second medical school. The city's first was North Carolina Medical College, which was chartered in 1892 at Davidson College and then moved to Presbyterian Hospital a decade later. The school closed just before World War I. North Carolina has five medical schools in Winston-Salem, Durham, Chapel Hill, and Greenville, and a school of osteopathic medicine at Campbell University in Harnett County. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.